You're listening to SBS News.
Church bells have rung out across France to pay tribute to the victims of an attack in Nice that left three people dead and several wounded. A police officer and local representative of the police union, Laurent Martin de Frémont, called the killings horrendous.
Nous étions en train précisément de préparer ce confinement lorsque nous avons été alertés par nos collègues de la municipale. Primo intervenant.
We were preparing for the lockdown when we were alerted by our colleagues about a man who entered in the Notre Dame Basilica and did horrendous acts. He slit the throat of a woman in her 60s. The watchman of this basilica was stabbed several times and died, and a third victim died as well. Three people died.
Il est décédé. Puis j'apprenais tout à l'heure en arrivant qu'une troisième victime blessée venait de décéder. Le bilan est lourd. Il y a trois décès.
The attacker was wounded by police and hospitalised after the killings. It was the third attack in 2 months in France that authorities have attributed to Muslim extremists, including the beheading of teacher Samuel Paty. French President Emmanuel Macron says France should unite and not give in to the spirit of division.
En France, il n'y a qu'une communauté. C'est la communauté nationale. Et je veux dire à tous nos concitoyens...
In France, there's only one community. It is the national community, and I want to tell all our fellow citizens, no matter their religion, if they believe or not, that we must be united in these times and not give in to the spirit of division. I know that all our fellow citizens are today profoundly shocked and shaken by what happened once again, so I call for everybody to be united.
Donc j'appelle à l'unité de tous.
A police source has told the Reuters news agency that the assailant was believed by law enforcement to be a 21-year-old Tunisian national who had recently entered France from neighbouring Italy. His identity was still being checked. Forensic teams are continuing to examine the scene. The mayor of Nice, Christian Estrosi, says his city is paying too high a price.
Mes premiers mots sont d'abord des mots de compassion. À l'égard des proches, des familles, des victimes.
I first want to express my compassion to the families of the victims and to all the parish community of Notre Dame de Nice, and by extension, to all the people from Nice who are shocked. I have to say that Nice, as well as France, and maybe more than other towns in France, is paying a price that is too heavy.
Aujourd'hui est en train de payer un tribut beaucoup trop lourd.
The incident happened less than a kilometre from the site in 2016 where another attacker ploughed a truck into a Bastille Day crowd, killing dozens of people. In Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, a Saudi man has been arrested in the city of Jeddah after attacking and injuring a guard at the French consulate. And within hours of the Nice attack, police killed a man who threatened passers-by with a handgun in Montfavet, near the southern French city of Avignon. However, the authorities don't believe there was a terrorism motive there. French Prime Minister Jean Castex has raised France's security alert to its highest level, and President Macron says thousands of troops will be mobilised across the country.
Ce matin, nous avons décidé d'augmenter la posture de vigilance partout en France pour nous adapter à la menace terroriste.
This morning, we decided to raise the degree of vigilance everywhere in France to adapt to the terrorist threat. I have decided that in the coming hours, our troops will be increasingly mobilized and we will go from 3,000 to 7,000 soldiers deployed across the country. That means we will be in a position to protect all places of worship, and particularly churches, of course, so that All Saints' Day can be celebrated in the right conditions.
La Toussaint puisse se dérouler dans les conditions qui sont dues.
President Macron says France has been attacked because of its values, the taste for freedom, and the possibility that there is to believe freely. Alan Lee, SBS News.